the Fleet Center. The real reason that the Boston Gardens was torn down and they built the Fleet Center was because of a smell. I know this without a doubt. It was because of this ungodly smell that they could never get rid of. And the reason I know this is because of Julie Shea, who used to work there. She worked in the sports bar. Does anybody know, remember the sports bar that used to be there? She's a waitress. Young girl, married, had a little daughter, probably a little baby, maybe a year or two old, and she worked there at night. And she loved working there when the circus was there, and she liked working there when the Bruins were playing, because she had one of those crushes on Cam Neely. So on this particular day that she's working at the sports bar, Cam Neely comes in and sits at the bar and turns to Julie and says, "Oh, waitress, would you do me a favor? Would you go get me whatever?" And she's like, "Oh, a guy. Of course you go, phew. Whatever he wants, she'll go get it from." She's happily married, but it's okay to have crushes on movie stars and hockey players. It's not the same thing. Anyway, as she's getting ready to rush off to get Cam Neely anything his little heart desires in the kitchen, the bartender says, Julie, come here. She goes, "Oh, what? He says, "You've got a phone call." "Oh, okay." So she takes the phone and she hears this voice on the phone, a woman's voice that was laughing hysterically, saying, "Julie, you have to go down to the garage and move your car." "What do you mean I have to get out to the garage and move my car? I'm right in the middle of working here. We've got a busy, Cam Neely. I've got a..." "You have an elephant sitting on your car," is what she thought she heard. So she said, because there's all this noise going on with the clinking of glasses and, you know, record machines and whatever, and Cam Neely's sitting there waiting for her to go get his stuff. "I have a what on my car? An elephant?" The woman is laughing hysterically. She's, "Julie, you have to go move your car." She said, "I can't. I'm very busy," and hung up the phone. She went off to the kitchen, got Cam Neely whatever the heck he wanted, came back. As she's serving this to him at the bar, looking at him, going, "No." The bartender said, "Look, Julie, they're calling back again. You better take the phone." She takes the phone, and the woman's on the phone again saying, "I'm not kidding. You better move your car because there's an elephant sitting on it, and it's getting worse." She says, "I don't know how to get rid of this. I don't know how to get rid of her." She says, "Listen, she said, Julie, you know that you're not supposed to park there, that we just allow..." And then she realized that the voice she's hearing is her boss, who was laughing so hysterically that she didn't quite get it. So she says, "Oh, what do you mean? Just go move your car." So she says, okay. She says to the bartender, "Tell whoever to do whatever they have to do. I have to go move my car." So she goes down to the parking, this little secret place where they're not supposed to park. And as she comes through the door, she sees her car way down the end. And there, covering the entire car, is a pyramid of elephant doo-doo. And it is still falling out of the ceiling onto her car. The stench from this had all the people who were standing near the vicinity with shirts up over their noses as they're surveying the scene to try to figure out what to do about all this elephant excrement that is falling from the heavens onto Julie's car. So, she promptly burst into tears, which is the right thing to do in circumstances like this. Gives you time to think. She walks over and she said, "What happened to my car?" And she looks up. And what it is in the Boston Gardens, I mean, I never thought about this before, but what do you suppose at circuses? What do you think they do with the lion do and the elephant do and the giraffe do and the whatever do? What do you think they do with it? They can't just put it in a little box and ship it someplace. So they devised this ingenious idea of these construction chutes. You know the ones that you see sticking out of windows that go down into the dumpsters? Well, they have one of those that runs across the ceiling of the garage down into this dumpster thing that's sealed so that when it goes in, and they have this chemical stuff in it that prevents it from, you know, sticking up the place. And this thing that went across the ceiling had cracked right over Julie's car. So all the stuff, it wasn't just elephant doo, I'm assuming it was also lion and panther and whatever. Panther pee, you know? It's all over Julie's car. She says, I don't know. What am I supposed to do? Move the car. They're like, how can I move the car? It's got this elephant stuff all over it. I have to call my husband. So she goes to a payphone, and she calls Paul. Hysterical on the phone. And he's going, it's okay, Julie. All right, Julie, calm down. Just tell me what happened. This elephant dude all over my car. He said, what do you mean, this elephant? Just come down. You have to come down. They want me to move my car, and I can't move because I can't get in because there's too much. I'm telling you, this car was covered. The whole thing was covered with it. And it was like, So Paul comes from Medford to Boston, the Boston Gardens, okay? He comes, pulls and says, okay, Julie, I'll be there. I'll help. I promise I'll take care of it. He shows up armed. Now, he's going to help her with this elephant do that's all over her car. He comes armed with this huge spray bottle. He must have had visions of pigeon do. He's standing there holding. He's holding a roll of paper towels and this. Like, he's going to be able to get the elephant do off, and he's standing there with utter amazement on his face going. And remember, he has to be a man, a man's man, a man's kind of man about this. And he has to rescue his wife, so he has to look important. And he looked kind of ridiculous with the paper towel. But the good thing about this is that it wasn't a bad idea because he was actually the only, with all these people from the Boston Gardens, he was the only one there with some sort of a weapon. So he's had it filled with water, calmly walks up and shoots the door handle, and then quickly puts his finger in it, opens the door, and jumped in. And as he did, all the elephant do is falling down. And he drives out of this place. Out as the elephant do is streaming off the back of it. And he's out of the thing and around the corner. And by then, somebody had come and got a hose from someplace, I don't know, and sort of washed it down, but they were trying to get rid of them to get it out of there because it wasn't supposed to be parked there in the first place so that they could fix this thing. So Julie and Paul went down, driving down the street. He's driving the elephant do car while she's driving his car. All the while he's driving in her car, he's got his head out the window trying to breathe because it smells everywhere. They finally went to two car washes, two that refused to wash the car. Oh, no, you can't use our car wash. I don't care how much you pay us. This is going to clog up everything, not using our place. So they found a couple of places, and they brought it in, had it done three times. Washed it three times. They got home, and he went into the trunk and found that it had seeped everywhere. I mean, we're talking in the ashtray. So they ended up having to bring it to another car wash where they had to assist in this, and they opened up. It was in every nook and cranny. And they finally realized after 3 weeks in the summer, remember, the zoo, not the zoo, the circus doesn't come to Boston in dead of winter. They usually come in the summer. So it's worse. So as they're driving along, every once in a while, they're still, oh, we got to get rid of this car because it's just bringing back bad memories. So what they did was is they got it cleaned one more time. They took two bags of black charcoal, put it in the trunk, and I don't know why, but Julie had this idea of opening up boxes of Bounce, little cloths that you put in the dryer, and layering them all inside the car, which kind of dispersed. The charcoal got rid of the smell out of the trunk, but if you took the bag of charcoal out, the smell came back. So they figured they had to sell the car. So they did. 2 months later, they sold it to some poor, unsuspecting fool who probably probably had sinus problem and couldn't smell anything anyway. And they sold the car within 2 months, and they never heard from the guy ever again. My only thought is the guy probably thought it was his upper lip the whole time he was driving that car. And that is a true story about why they rebuilt, tore down the Boston Gardens and made the new Fleet Center, all because of the smell. Thank you very much.
Impressed by you, Peggy.